Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jars are flowing like a river. It's the comforter has come. Oh, he abides with us forever. Make us trust in the Lord. He is home. Yes, his jaws are flowing like a river. Sister comforter has come. Oh, he'll buy with us forever. Make the trust in heart is home. Oh, blessed quiet, holy quiet, what assurance in my soul. Oh, the stormy sea, oh, he speaks to me, how the billows seems to roll. Yeah, blessed quiet, holy quiet, what a sure in my soul. Oh, on the stormy sea, he speaks to me, how the billows cease to roll. Bringing life and health and gladness all around him they get. Banish leap and sadness, change our weariness to rest. Oh, yes, blessed brightness, holy quietness, what assurance oh, in my soul. Oh, on the stormy sea, Jesus, he speaks to me, how the billows cease to roll. Oh, I want to say, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what a surety in my soul. Oh, yes, on a stormy sea, on a stormy sea, on a stormy sea, on a stormy sea, Jesus, he speaks to me how to be alone. Bringing life and health and gladness all around this heavenly gaze. Banish unbelief and sadness. change our weariness to rest. Oh, yeah, bless the quietness, holy quietness. Yeah, what a sure rest. Oh, yeah, in my soul. Oh, yeah, on a stormy sea. Yeah, yeah, he speaks to me. Yeah. Oh, out of billows, sea to roll. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky. Oh, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming to us from on high. Yeah, 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 ooh, yeah. Blessed quietness, holy quietness. Yeah, what a sure of a aim in my soul. Yeah, on a stormy sea. Oh, yeah, yes, speak to me. And out of below, and out of below, speak to her own. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yes, oh, yeah, yes. See your proof of still is growing. Blessed fruits of righteousness and a spring of life flowing in the lonely wilderness. Yeah, oh, blessed quietness. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Holy quietness. Yeah, what a show up in my soul. Oh, yeah, on a stormy sea. Yeah, 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 on a stormy sea. Yeah, on a stormy sea. Yeah, oh, how he speaks to me. And how the below, and how the below, sea to roll. Yeah, one more time I want to say it. Bring in life and health and gladness. Want to do it. All around is heaven, heavenly gate. Yeah, ooh, yeah, banish unbelief. Belief and sadness. Yeah, he changed our weariness to rest. Oh, sing, 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 blessed quietness, holy quietness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What assurance in my soul. Yeah, on a stormy sea. Oh, Jesus, Yeah, he speaks to me how to be loved, how to be loved, how to be loved. See, how to be loved. See, to roll. Oh, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, oh, thank you, Lord, oh, thank you, oh, bless you, quietness, holy, holy quietness. Yeah, want to do it. Well, what assurance in my soul. Yeah, I want to stop me seeing. Yeah, on a stomach ready to see. Oh, Jesus, yeah, he speaks to me. Yes, how to be alone. Yes, how to be alone. Oh, and how to be alone. See, how to be alone, see to roll. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Talking about the God of universe. Thank you. Oh, I'm a God. I will make our creator. Oh, all of my heaven, all of my joy, all of my peace. Oh, come from the Lord. Come from the Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody help me say thank you, Lord. Didn't have to let me wake up this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord. Didn't have to let me be clothed in my right mind. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord. Every day I wake up. Oh, Lord. Every day I wake up,
yeah.
Oh, Lord, show me what to do. Lord, show me. Lord, tell me what to say. Oh, I thank you. Thank you for another day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trying to leave it alone. I just want to thank you. Oh, my life. Oh, I thank you. I can see clear now. Oh, I can see. I can see clear. Oh, Lord. He held back tonight. Oh, and I want to thank him. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. I want to thank you. Praise you. Praise one another. Praise you for that opportunity. I need to be a God. He be a God in my life. Always will be God. He got me. He got me. Always will be God. God is God. Always will be God. He got me. He got me. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, the land of Jesus. He God. He God. Oh, thank you, Father. He God. Always will be God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise him a while. They just praise the Lord. They just praise the Lord. They look back over your life. Oh, the way up until this very moment. Oh, look how God has kept you. Look how God has brought you. Oh, oh, so many songs on you. But we still hear, tell the story. Still hear. Testify, God's been good, God's been good, God's been good. Oh, God is a good God. All of our trust is in Him. We're leaning and depending on Him. Oh, I don't know what I'd do without Him. I don't know. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Oh, he's been a mother. Can anybody say he's been a mother? He's been a mother. He's been a father. Oh, he's been a sister. He's been a brother. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Bread on my table. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord. Been a well of water. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Been a battle axe in the time of war. Oh, he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's a bright and a and a morning, morning star. Oh, been a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, help me praise him. Help me praise him. Help me praise him. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. Yes, he has triumph, tribulation. Yeah, but I heard him say, oh, rejoice, 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 rejoice. For I have overcome. Oh, we are overcomers today. We are overcomers. Ooh, through our Lord and Savior. Thank you. Hey, go. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, glory, 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 glory. He's been the husband. Oh, yes, he have. Yes. Ooh, he's been wise. hallelujah. He's been sure, he's been everything. He's been our everything. He's been our everything. Oh, what I love about him. He said, I'll never leave. I'll never forsake. Oh, we're going to trust in him. We're going to trust. We're going to depend on him. So we can lean on him. Oh, one song said, oh, if I lean on him, he won't let me fall. Lean on him. He won't let you fall. He won't let you fall. He won't let you fall. Oh, thank you. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for who you are. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we're gonna lift our voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Because of who you are. Lord, we worship you. Because of who you are. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You are listening to Outreach Ministry. Hallelujah, 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 praise God, praise God. I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford, along with my husband, hallelujah, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we come this evening to just welcome you, thank you for coming to be a poor animal, Shana, for what God has provided at this time. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just show up, Outreach Ministry. You're reaching out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's reaching out. Hallelujah. To the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. Thank God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Outcast. Somebody may feel outcast. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Not defeated. Not defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hurting. Somebody may be hurt. Hallelujah. All over the world. My God. My God. Somebody is hurting, but you don't have to carry the load. Hallelujah. Has all of your cares upon me. Hallelujah. I cast for you. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. Oh my God. Whatever be I, God cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a company keeper upon me. Hallelujah. If you're lonely. Hallelujah. Just don't call on Jesus. Call on him. Call on him. Hallelujah. Begin to sing song. Blessed quietness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That joy in my soul. Hallelujah. He don't want you to be lonely. He's your company keep. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus God. Oppress, depress. Hallelujah. Whatever is sick in your body. No understanding. pain. Hallelujah. He's a pain reliever. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. Say hallelujah and give him glory. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on him. Hallelujah. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Just keep your mind stayed on him. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glad that you have come. Amen, amen, to be a part of what God has to offer at this time. We're going to turn it over to Mr. Alford and let him come with what God has given him. Amen, amen, amen. It's all right to say amen. Praise God.
Bless you, amen.
Thank you.
Please,
amen.
Can I share a word? Taken from the 10th chapter of Matthew, beginning at verse 1. He reads, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Much very powerful today. Thank you for reading. Thank you for our ministry tonight. Thank you for my beloved wife. Prayer. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you for your help.
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you for the reading of your word, oh God. Thank you for your word, oh Father God. Hallelujah. Your word, oh Father God, that quickens, oh God. Hallelujah, that it heals, that soothes, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you for the word, oh God. Thank you for the man of God, oh Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for him, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you, look on, oh God. Bless him, oh God. In every way that you see that in need of God. In him like for the name of God. In the name of God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that has been read, oh Father God. Oh God, it's already blessed, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless everyone that has come, oh God, this afternoon, this evening. We ask that you just lay your hand, Father God. Touch, oh Father God, each one that has come, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, we didn't come on our own accord, oh God. We come because we love you, Lord God. We come because we, oh God, you have placed us, oh Father God, oh God, in our heart, oh Father God, to, oh God, to support and to encourage and edify one another, oh Father God. We are reaching out, oh Father God. We all stand in need of something, oh Father God. And you have it in your hand, oh God. We come before you and you said that there'd be two or more touching and agreeing. It shall be given, oh Father God. Oh, God, that you be a God in the midst, Father God. We are handing all, oh, God, all our hands and our hearts. We are lifting them up, Father God. Oh, Father God, that you heal, bless, save our surroundings, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, our offsprings, oh, God. Heal, oh, God, in our land, oh, Father God. Heal, nation, oh, God. Heal, oh, God, everything that concerns us, oh, God. Name of Jesus, oh Father God. We go further, oh God, to say, oh Father God, that we won't be selfish and acting for ourselves, oh God. We ask, oh God, for everyone, oh Father God, that maybe won't be able to speak for themselves, oh God. Some can't speak for themselves, oh God. Oh, we speak for them, oh God, that you'll grant them their desires of their hearts, oh God. Most of all, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the ones that don't know you, God, the one that don't know how, oh God, what their purpose is, oh Father God, give them a revelation knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to know that you made us all, oh God, to serve you, oh God, for your good pleasure, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, and turn every heart to you, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll give you glory. We'll give you honor, Father God. We thank you for the men and women of God who have poured into our lives, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all spiritual leaders, oh, Father God. We pray, oh, God, that you keep them, oh, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Keep their hearts and their wheels, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we will give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We'll give you all the praise, God. Oh, God, we are just passing through this barren land, Father God. We don't know all the things, oh, God, that you desire us to know. We don't understand all the things that you desire us to understand, oh, God. Or we ask you, oh, Father God, to strengthen us where we are weak, God, and build us up where we are torn down, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Continue, oh, God, to open up our understanding, oh, Father God, that we always, oh, God, know the right thing to say and obey you when you speak, oh, God. Oh, God, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, God. Hallelujah, God. Your word said there is a way that seems right to man, oh, God, but the end there is death, oh, God. We choose, oh, God, to follow you, God. Help us, oh, God, when we turn, oh, God, right or left, oh, God. Put us back on the straight and narrow, God. And we'll go running, marching, praising, giving you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Is my sister Peggy Bowen on the line at this time? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we breathe. Just want to thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. And we are, amen, right on into the children's corner. Amen. We're going right on into the children's corner. Amen. I was thinking for today is forgiveness. Forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And we are going into the children's corner. We're going to ask, do we have any youth on the line at this time? Do we have any youth on the line this particular time? Amen. I know the London brothers and mom had to go to the station. The phone is with so close that we won't be able to, we won't be able.
This is Way Busy, Way Busy. That's my stage name, Way Busy. California. Yeah, calling from California, and just reaching out to people all across the world because everybody goes through the same thing, and it's all the time. And people get tired of going through the same thing all the time, and they're looking for something new. And so God likes to give somebody a gift, and it's a new thing, and it's a gift that keeps on giving. So we're out here just making sure that people are aware of this gift that God has given to us.
Amen.
Amen, amen. What's your name again?
Wade Busy.
I'm so grateful to have you in California.
Yeah, we're California, West Coast.
Okay, praise God. Right.
Excuse me?
Amen.
I said, as far as praising God goes, you know, everybody knows when God fills you up with himself, you got nothing else to talk about but him. But if you talk about yourself or somebody else, God's going to show you, hey, listen, it never had anything to do with you. And you're going to be like, oh, that's right. It had nothing to do with me. It's all about you, God. And when you do like that, that's repenting. That's showing God honor. You know, saying, honoring God. You're saying, God, you're right. And then you just go on with your business. But if you keep doing what you do, speaking against the truth, that's kicking against the truth. That only hurts you and other people. And we try to help people to see that, look at, when you study the Word of God, you ain't trying to put people in the first century because you learned about the first century. You ain't trying to put someone there because you don't know any better. And you can't be going and doing something that you don't know what you're doing unless you could see yourself doing the wrong thing. And God will show you when you do like this because he don't want you doing like that.
Amen. Well, coming, are you a first-time caller or just a first-time making a presentation?
No, I've been calling some other places and stuff, and I talk to people all over the world. I'm a worldwide kind of a person. I just happened to see you guys here, and I saw what just show up, Outreach Ministry, and so I was just like, maybe I could just show up and do some of this ministry, you know what I mean?
God, thank you. You are so very welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Your last name is?
Way Busy.
Busy, B-U-S-Y?
That's right, B-U-S-Y. And if you want to throw the rest of it on there, because it's a long name, it's Way Busy Praising God.
Okay.
I just shortened it down to Way Busy, but, you know.
Okay. All right, now we thank you, and we're gonna move along. We hope that you'll stay with us, and we'll try to get everyone else to go. We only have 1 hour, okay?
Let me go ahead and drop some of this because I didn't even get around to saying what I was going to share with the people all across the world that are listening right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I know a lot of people like myself back in the early days when I didn't understand what God was saying. I could hear God. I just didn't understand what he was saying. And since I didn't understand what he was saying, I was taking his word out of context, and he had to show me, look, you listen to what man says, and that's why you be taking my word out of context, and when I listen to you talking, you sound just like man. And I said, oh, I don't even want to be like that, you know what I mean? So God had to show me the difference between what's right and wrong, so I didn't do the wrong thing. Just like when people take Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and they say, well, that's talking to us. He said heaven and earth, right? You know, heaven above and earth right here. And I tell them, no. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is talking about in the beginning God created old covenant Israel. And when he created Israel, Israel is the one that had the pride lifted up in the heavenly realm where God was. According to his word. Now, if you want to take his word out of context, which everybody be doing until they learn the difference between right and wrong, it's called discernment, well, then, you know, you all just going to keep on doing what you're doing. But if you can hear the truth in love like I'm breaking it down, then you can understand what I'm saying is true. It's not no It's not no illusion where you are coming out from because you can hear something now that sends a message to the core of who you are. And that's where God's doing an amazing, wonderful work. So you can't open your mouth and come against what I'm saying, because then you'd be looking at yourself later on saying, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And I don't need to hear I'm sorry all the time. You understand? So I just try to help people before they continue doing more of what they're doing, to stop doing that and to acknowledge God instead. And then you'll understand how the benefits work when you do the right thing in love. You understand?
Okay, what we're gonna do, Brother Wade, is we're gonna take your name and your number down, and we're just going to invite you to come and just bring, give us a teaching on what God has put into your heart in one of these lessons. Okay, one of these evenings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll do it.
You got,
and that way, we can get the whole story, because right now the board is kind of filling up, and I'd like for everyone to make a presentation. Amen. But we'll have that hour for you, or the time, whatever time frame that you. We'll have it for one particular evening. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? God bless you, sister. God bless you, and I thank you so much for being so kind and gentle to me like that. And, yes, you have my number. I called here, and you have my number, and you have permission to call me and to inform me when you would like to do what you think would be a good thing. And I'm not opposed to a good thing, because I always love to empower other people with the same power. Well, you know, powerful attitude that I possess, you know, and if I possess something, I want to share that with other people like you and other people that you see fit to hear it.
Praise God. So you want to put it like that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
If you will stay on, and we'll be on for a little while longer, and we want to hear from the other participants, okay?
And so yes, ma'am.
Right now,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Right now, we're going to go and we're going to ask you, are there any more youth on the line? The children's corner is open. Any children on the line? Any children on the line? Okay, we're having the children. We're going to ask Minister Carolyn. Amen. Minister Carolyn Peters, come forth at this time and offer us a gentle prayer and focus it on the youth corner. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Holy Spirit. The Lord just lead and guide me into praying for your will to be done this day, Lord God. Father, we're here at your throne, Lord God. We come collectively on this line, Lord God. We come in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with one accord, Lord God, believing you for all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift our youth up to you today, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way in their lives. Teach, lead, and guide them into all knowledge. Teach, lead, and guide them into all truth. Teach, lead, and guide them. Hover over them this year, Lord, and let them receive learning, Lord God. First of all, learning of you, and then the learning that they need to succeed in this life through to the next level, Lord God. Bring them all who contact this line, who's a part of this line. Bring them all, children everywhere. Bring them all to the next level, God. But let it be the level in you, Lord God. Let them realize who they are in Christ. Let them realize that there's nothing impossible through you, God. All they have to do is call on you, God. You live within them. So within them, Lord God, build them up from the inside out, Lord God, so that they shine in this dark world, Lord God, that they be the light that you have called them to be, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you protect them, shield them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Send ministering angels to minister to their mind when it's outer, Lord God. Let them focus on what it is that you have for them to do, Lord God, even as children, Lord God. You have an assignment on their lives. Let them fulfill it. In Jesus' name, we pray that not one soul shall be lost. In Jesus' name, we pray that they get all that you have for them to receive. In Jesus' name, we place your choices, blessings upon our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray for every member that's on the line tonight and those that wanted to be on the line and couldn't, and those that, Lord God, have some association to anyone on this line. We pray for people everywhere, Lord God. First of all, that we pray that you plant a seed in their hearts, Lord God, a seed of you, God, to be more and more like you, God, to be more and more Christ-like, God. Plant a seed, Lord God, a seed that compels them to go out, Lord God, compels them to bring life to the unsaved, Lord God. Compel them to go and minister to a dying world, Lord God, that needs to know you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that heaven break open and pour out salvation on men everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you build us up, Lord God, in strength, Lord God. Let us be strengthened in you. Let us rest in you. Let us stand on the rock. The rock is you, Lord God. We want and desire to stand on the rock, Lord God, so that we know that while we're on the rock, Lord God, everything that we need is right there with us because you live in us, Lord God. All we have to do is activate the love of God in us, and it will pour out, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for you, Lord God. We pray that you envelop us, overtake us in anything that we're doing that's against you. Arrest it, Lord God. Cease it now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our lost loved ones, Lord God, those that doesn't know you and the partner of their sin. We pray that you give us a word to take back, Lord God, to compel them to come into the fold of knowing you, God, to compel them to be saved, to receive you as their Savior, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you open up closed eyes tonight, Lord God. We pray that you mend broken hearts tonight, Lord God. We pray that any form of sickness dries up now in the name of Jesus. We command health, healing, and wholeness, regeneration to come into our bodies now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you bless this Bible study tonight, Lord. Bless it, Lord God. Let a word from on high flow to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we loose you tonight. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. In Jesus' name, I pray that we're all blessed and blessed indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I would like to ask, if you have any notes, will you please put on mute so that we won't hear the little noise? I'm trying to keep the corn open because of the line is really focusing on the youth, and they have been seeing them coming in today, but we want to make sure that everything that is said in clarity. And we thank you all. And right now we're going to ask again, is there any youth on the line? If not, we are going to move right on into the adults that are on the line or anyone on the line that would like to make a presentation at this time. We want to thank Minister Carolyn Peters. Amen, amen, for that awesome prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, the Lord laid it on my heart, you on my heart, and I obey you, amen, and I'm glad. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. If you're anyone that would like to make a presentation, you may come forward at this time. Give your name and make your presentation.
Yes, my
Yes, Mother Zeta, this is Mother Wynn. I want to say that I enjoy the gentleman that spoke and also the lady that gave that great prayer. Amen. And I thank God. I'm going to sing a verse of a song and I'm going to read a scripture. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we will lift our voice and say, Lord, we think of you because of who you are. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Amen.
Well,
worship
I know. Yeah, I guess so.
Because of who he
One while somebody called me and I couldn't hear what they were saying.
And it's talking.
Yeah, Terrell called me and the insurance man called me and it was just acting up.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
You
may go forward.
Amen. I'll be reading the scripture coming from Philippians 3:17-21. And it reads, Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. And this is saying to us, we want to be followers together with Christ, and mark those who also is walking together as an example of who they are. And the 18th verse said, For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. Paul was saying, I'm weeping about those who is not walking as God wants them to walk after him, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. And the 19th verse said, whose end of destruction, whose God is their belly, and also glory in their shame. Amen. We find people today living in a kind of way and rejoicing about the kind of life they live. But God has, amen, a reward for them, and he has a reward for us. And our reward would be, amen, eternal life and joy for everlasting. And the 20th verse says, the 19th, whose end is destruction. Whose God is their belly? I think I read that. And whose glory is in their shame? Amen. Whose mind earthly things? We don't mind earthly things. And the next verse said, for our conversation is heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, our conversation is about God, because we're looking for him to come back. Amen. He's coming back, and he's coming back for prepared, ready people, amen, that have lived like this to live and do what he asks us to do, live holy every day. Who shall change our body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? Amen. The scripture said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, because we'll see him as he is, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. The word of God is telling us God is coming back to us to get a people, and he is going to subdue us unto himself. Amen. He's looking for a people, amen, is living like he said, live, and as the gentleman said, giving like we should give. We're giving ourselves to the Lord, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, all we can offer to him, amen, and doing what he said, living by every word of God. God bless you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Who do we have next?
Namaste, Richardson.
Richardson?
Yes, ma'am. I will be reading Psalm 1:34, just get 3 verses, then I'll pray. Verse 1 read as follows. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Verse 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Verse 3 and last, the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. God, where has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift this ministry up to you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing it, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Zeta and our husband, Mr. L.C., Lord God. Ask you to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, cover them and build a hedge of protection all around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless each and everyone that's on this line, Lord God, looking up this congregation. Father God, bless the children, Lord God. Thank you for the children, Lord. Thank you for blessing their parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep them covered in the name of Jesus. That no hurt, harm, or danger come toward their dwelling in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I give you all the praise, give you all the honor, and give you all the glory. In Jesus' blessed and wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for him. So do we have come forth if you would like to make a preacher? They come forth.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you all that have come. Amen. You all who have made presentations, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. All that has been said and done. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Our brother that came on, he picked us up out of California. Amen, amen. He picked us up out of California. I don't know if he dropped. He did drop. I don't know if he was intentionally or did he just hang up. So I don't know. But anyway, he's going to... Yes, that number has been showing up, so he's been listening. So just like I said, I think we could give him an opportunity to make his presentation. Amen. If you agree, you can say amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. So sorry, you know, he didn't understand how the show goes. I had to allow what I did. Amen. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. I've seen this evening. Amen. Amen. Forgive. Forgive. Amen. And if we forgive, well, I said forgive, but it's not to judge. Judge not. That's what it is. Judge not. Amen. Amen. I've been so focusing on forgive, forgive, forgive. We can't forgive. I'm sorry, right here. Sorry. I am sorry, Mother. Mother, I had you I had you blocked, Mother.
Oh, you talking
Mother,
to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just got on. I've been there long, got back an hour for my son. He had a birthday party. And I just got out. I said, oh, my Lord.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just about to give a little. You can go ahead if you have a presentation, Mother.
No, I just was just going to call in, and everything is all right. I was just running behind time.
Yes, ma'am. All right, praise God. Yes. Amen. And all the one, amen. And I said it. Amen. Did a presentation, but I'm just so delighted that you were with us this evening. Man, your presence means so much to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word, oh Father God. We thank you for your word, Lord. Jesus, oh God. Help us, oh God, to hide your word in our hearts. We stand against you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And for this, we'll give it to you, Lord. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking at all.
Thank you for
Matthew, the prayers. Amen. Matthew, the chapter, amen. 1 through 6 verses, amen. And it's saying that, judge not, that ye be not judged. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And if I don't help, well, like being judged, anybody on here ever been judged by someone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, you wrong for that, and you going to hell for that. You know, you know. Hard thing looking at their lives, and you see fault in their lives. Amen. You can see fault, but they can't see the fault. They can see the fault in your life. Amen. And you don't want to argue with them, but you just pray for them. Amen. Judge not. Judge. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your foot? How can you say to your brother, let me take it out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? Jesus is speaking here. And Jesus, what he said, he's a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You what? That's a dirty word, hypocrite. Get offended when somebody calls us a hypocrite. Amen. But Jesus said, you hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye. And then you will see clearly to take a speck out of your brother's eye. Don't give dogs what is holy. And do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under foot and turn to attack. They don't appreciate that. They don't have no concern for that. They ain't concerned about your pearls. Throw them out there in that hall pen. They're going to trample them under their feet and come at you to try to bite you if they can.
Amen.
Give the dog that which is good and what is, you know, then they what they gonna do? They gonna on you? No.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. So we want to try to not judge, not to judge. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even non-Christian. Even on non-Christian. They talk about the contrast between Christians and non-Christian is the fact that Christians have a remedy for their guilty conscience. Wait a minute. You have a remedy for their guilty conscience and the fear of death. Christians can face their own sin with hope. Non-Christians cannot. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. It said gospel saturated, dealing with sin by Christian is potent testimony to an unbelieving world and is effective and effective tool in the hand of the true and living God to open the heart of unbelievers to the gospel of Christ. Amen. 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 A lot of times we trying to witness to the unbelievers. We trying to witness to the will to be. The scripture, let me read this right here. The gospel of Jesus Christ provides two important services to Christians as they consider sin in the lives of their brothers and their own lives. First, when Christians consider the kind of grace that is found in the gospel, then they will call up on fellow Christians who are in sin to return to the author and finisher of their faith so that they may be conformed to the image of Christ. It is an act of love. Second, the gospel reminds Christians of their own desperate need of forgiveness and wretchedness before the will cause them to first examine their own heart and then confront sin in their brother with a heavy dose of what? Humility and grace. Not going pointing fingers like, oh, I've been saved all my life. I never did nothing wrong. And you just this and you just that, you know? Oh, man, amen. We got to do this thing with love, We want to do it with love. Amen. We want to do it with love. Amen, amen, amen. I'm trying to move on. I got more than I wanted to say here upon me. Okay, and it says right here, the question says, why should we avoid passing condemning judgment on our brothers and sisters? The Christians should not judge unto condemnation for three reasons. First, judging unto condemnation is God's business. That's God's business, not man. That's for God to do, not man. No person has the ability to know the heart of another. They cannot rightly and confidentially condemn them. Secondly, it says, if another person is a brother or sister in Christ, because they are dependent upon the finished work of Christ on the cross as their hope of salvation, then they won't be finally condemned. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ, and for someone to judge them unto condemnation, then the judge is very what? False witness. Amen, amen, amen. Mother Wynn, amen. One of my great teachers, amen, amen, amen. One of my great teachers, I tell you, and I can't just, you know, if I'm in fault, she has to correct me because I may not be where she is in the gospel. I may not be where she is. My season in that particular area may have not come yet. Amen?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. This is just, I was telling a young lady about, she was talking about how the church is all crazy and mixed up, and she, you know, she don't, you know, like the way the church is, and I just gave her an illustration at how when you go fishing, how you catch a fish. When you catch that fish is full of scales. That fish is full of scales. Amen? Full of scales. But then, you pull that fish in and you begin to scrape on it, pull them scales off. They all don't come off at one time. You got to throw it at the, however you throw it, at the head or at the tail, wherever you throw it at. They all just don't, just clust off at one time. You got to take them off gradually. So this is the way we are in this world. Amen? Amen, amen. He's constantly cleaning us up. He has started a good work in us, and he says in his word that he's going to perform it. Amen? He is going to do it. Not us. My God. Finally, Christian there, not judge your brother or sister under condemnation, because they themselves cannot stand under their own criteria. We cannot stand on our own criteria. We can't handle our own self. Amen? So the Bible tells us that our heart is what? Desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. We don't always see clearly, always understand. We're striving. Jesus said, let this man be in you, which was also, the scripture said, for we're also in Christ Jesus. Amen. But this is going to be a finished work. The Bible is clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, and that none are righteous, not even one. Amen. Amen. So this is our lesson, Father God. We thank you for the word, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we wish the children were here, oh God, to hear the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We'll just keep on, Father God, spreading your word, because I believe if we just keep on praying, keep on sharing the word, that somebody's going to hear us, God. Somebody will hear us, oh God, and be saved, oh God. And we just thank you once again. Amen. Amen. Bring our time to, I don't know why I got time on my board here. I got time on my board. I remember changing it, my hour to 90 minutes. I got 90 minutes on here.
Whoa.
I praise God. Praise God. I never remember that. And amen. I want to make another presentation or sing another song or pray another prayer or just listen to who may come forth if anyone would like to.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Come forward if anyone would like.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
I think you didn't have me on mute. I've been saying something, but you didn't hear me. But praise God.
Yes. So one time ago, you was talking to someone in the background, and I forgot to put you back on rack. Take it back on rack.
Oh,
right,
okay. Yeah, my neighbor called me when I was finna try to make a presentation. She called me because when they call, I always adhere to them because I don't know what's going on. And she was telling me her phone was off. So I was trying to find out what was wrong with her. And then when I got the phone to come back to you, I was on mute. But praise the Lord. Anyhow, I just want to bless the Lord tonight for all his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Praise God. I thank God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Praise God. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove. Oh, stay. Come on, Holy Spirit. Stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that's on tonight, everyone that has come on. God, bless them in their uprising and their sitting down. Bless them in their going in and their coming out. Bless them on their rest tonight. Bless them all through tomorrow, God. Afternoon, God. God, pour out your blessing. Let your angels surround, oh God. Minister to us, oh God, even in the wee hours of the night, oh God. Oh, Father God, just pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and surround us, oh God, like never before. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Zeta and this program. We thank you, Lord God, that there are heroes, oh God, that are listening all over the world, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've got people in strategic places. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Lord God, bless the hearer. Bless the one that's going to allow salvation to come into their hearts, oh God, and they rule and reign with you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. God, you're more than enough. You the God of all, God. Thank you, Father God, for you, oh, Father God. We are looking unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And, Lord, we give you praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I'm very sorry for talking. I forgot I should have pressed mute. Praise God. I apologize for that because I didn't realize I was speaking because it happened so fast with her calling in. Praise God. Bless you, Minister Zeta.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know you was up. We all do that sometimes. I know I do.
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone else that would like to, amen, amen, have anything to say on the line? Amen. You may come forward at this time. We have, 12 more minutes. Amen. I believe it was all singing.
I would like to say something.
Come on.
It was an awesome thing to be in prayer for our children today because the last couple of years we've had so much happen with our children and going back to school. You know, they need to be covered with the blood going out and covered with the blood coming in because they've faced so much while they're at school that by the time they get home, they need to be covered in the blood. And they need to be covered in the blood going out because once you send them out, you don't know if they're coming back. There are too many live shooters in the public school system today. And now it's being released to the teachers that they may carry weapons. The only weapon they need to see Christ. So I pray tonight that our children, that the light of Jesus shine on them so hard that it blinds someone when they decide to pull a weapon, or that the light of Jesus shine on them so hard that those people who are planning to do evil can't see how to do evil because those kids who have Jesus in their heart is present. And it's just so sad that our kids can't go to school and have a childhood while in school, that they have to be worried, am I going to live today or die? Johnny was angry yesterday. What is he going to do today? So pray for our children, children everywhere, everywhere. It is so needed.
Amen.
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 agree with your sister. I mean, we got to pray for our children when they're going and when they're coming, when they go to bed at night, when they wake up in the morning. That's what Deuteronomy, I believe, 6 tell us. So when they walk, we're riding along, you're taking them to school. Tell them to pray. Pray that the Lord will protect them, because we're living in dangerous, evil times where children might not listen to nobody. So you know what? They'll just as soon as shoot a child nowadays as they would a grown-up. So we better keep our spirits calm. Hallelujah. Cover with the blood. But guess what? Because the enemy is out there to destroy our children, amen, in many ways, because they have not been taught about God for one way, and they're doing things evil that they don't realize that they're just doing nothing but causing them to have a short lifespan. But, you know, even with that, innocent children get killed, you know. So we ain't got time to not to teach our children to pray and pray for them. And thank God for our sister Zadie. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know other ministry that's ministering directly to children, but the grown-ups is up to help, which we should. We should be there to push her and help her to do what we can do to get a word to those kids, because they need it. Amen. Children's life means no more to them than our lives. Amen. So guess what? Thank God for somebody that's taking time with the children. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Dana would like to have it. Amen, amen, amen. Anyone would like to pray? Okay. Pray. Amen. The song say, I do it. I kept on praying. Somebody would. I knew if I kept on praying, somebody would say, oh, I kept on praying, somebody would hear, they would recognize the voice of God. If I keep on somebody will keep on preaching. That's the voice of the Lord. Yeah, we're going to keep on. We're going to keep on. We won't give up on our children. Hallelujah. We won't give up on our children.
Amen.
God didn't give up on us. Hallelujah. He didn't give up on us. Hallelujah. We won't give up on our children.
No.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the grandmothers, oh God, fathers, sisters, and brothers, oh God, hallelujah, sisters, oh God, oh God, all Christian leaders all over the world, oh Father God, focus more and more on the youth, oh God, sometimes we're trying to teach people who already know, hallelujah, we need to teach the ones that don't know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up the ones that don't know how to get a prayer through. Oh my God. How don't even know they'll have a right to, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Amen, amen. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Focus on the children, oh God. We'll keep on calling on you, Father. We'll keep on, Father God, crying out to you on behalf of our children, oh God. Thank you for the children, oh God. Thank you for the children, oh God. They know that his time is short, oh God. He's trying, oh God, trying all he can, oh God,
oh, God, to keep the children, the young people, oh, God, even the elders, oh, God. He's trying to turn them back, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. But, oh, God, who you hold in your hand, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, if you be for you more than the world against us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you got us in your hand, God. We thank you that you know all about us, oh, God. Give us a cry, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, not to be too proud, oh, God. Oh, to cry out to you, God. 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 Hallelujah, oh, God. You said to Israel, oh, God, my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, we are your people, oh, God, engrafted in, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, and we cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We confess you, Lord. We confess you, Lord. And we confess the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we cry out to you, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Clean hands, oh, God. Oh, search and research our hearts, God. Hallelujah. If you find that we don't have clean hands, oh, God. Purify us, God. Purify us, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lead us, oh, God. We will follow, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We will follow you, God. We will bless your name, God. Hallelujah, God. We will, oh, God, live a life, oh, God, oh, Father God, that dying men, women, girls, and boys can see that there is a reality in serving a living and a true God. Hallelujah, God. No matter what come, oh, God, no matter what go, oh, God, we'll let nothing separate us, oh, God, from the love of God. Hallelujah, we'll let nothing, oh, God, keep us from trusting your word, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, we're being rebuked and we are being scorned, oh, God. Yeah, we are being talked about, oh, God. But we'll let nothing separate us, God. We'll just keep on walking, hallelujah, in the straight and narrow. We'll just keep on talking, Lord, testifying of your goodness, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Ah, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Let them talk, oh, God. Let them talk, oh, God. After a while, they'll begin to see, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, fill us, oh, God. Fill us so much of your love and your Holy Spirit, God. Fill us so much of your mercy, God, that we'll be like Peter, God. Our shadow, oh, Father God, will make a difference in somebody's life, oh, God. They'll see our shadow, oh, God, and know that person, oh, God, has been with God. Hallelujah, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Don't let us, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, just be making show and making noise, oh, God. We don't want to be described as a different symbol, oh, God, but we want to have a agape love in our heart, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, that don't change somebody's life, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we'll be able to do what you asked us to do, God. Love our enemy, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh God. We'll be able to bless those that, oh God, oh God, oh God, and despitefully use of God. And oh God, we'll go off tonight, God. Praying, oh God, in your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we'll go off tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, if you want to be praying, you can go ahead on and pray. Hallelujah. So we're going to say good night, God, when we tell God, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, amen, amen, amen. And we're going to go on, oh, God, thanking you, Lord, for your oh, glory, oh, God. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, oh, God, if it be your holy will, we'll be with Minister Vivian, oh, God, this same number, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. and we'll give you continued glory, God. Continued glory, oh God. And until we can all meet again, hallelujah, we can all come together again, God. Be with us. Be with us. We love each and every one. I love you. I love you. I love you. Tell somebody you love them in the name of Jesus. Tell your sister your
love. I love you all. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. And in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise the
Lord. Amen.
Glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.